guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, all of us at one point or another have been in a relationship that seems like we gave an awful lot to, and over time it didn't work out. And that can be very frustrating for guys. Usually the last question you ask after she has left you or cheated or something happened is self-reflection, where you say, you know, why wasn't I worth the effort? What did I do wrong? I feel like I did everything for her and she still left. And I think many times, as we've said before, or as I've said, and I think most of you agree with me, is that when you are the one that's making all the effort and you're doing the chasing and you're doing the fulfilling of her desires, but you're getting very little in return, the hope is that she will understand and realize what a great catch you are and what an awesome guy you are, and she'll come around somehow. Unfortunately, that never ends up happening. It's almost always the case where pretty soon she'll see how hard you're trying and she will feel that she is a higher quality, or she's the catch out of the relationship. And you haven't set boundaries on what you need to be fulfilled in your relationship. Oftentimes this happens when you're it's called codependent, meaning that you don't value yourself enough in a relationship and you overvalue your partner, but you do this so you can stay in a relationship and hopefully make things go along well. Well, the best way to get kind of out of that scenario is to understand that you have needs and you have certain ground rules and you need to set them and establish them. It doesn't mean they have to be unreasonable, but it means you need to stick to them. And so if you say, you know what, this is what I need out of a relationship, and if at any point that's not being provided to you, then you need to go. And or, you know, first make it clear that your needs are not being met, and if they aren't, then you need to go. And you need to make it clear that you are also a catch, that you are desirable. Well, I found an interesting post on, this was on Reddit, and it's about a woman who in the end said the same thing. Why was I never worth the effort? But what I found interesting about it is usually when a guy says this at the end of the relationship, he says, you know, I did this for her, and I didn't ever tell her she couldn't have guy friends. I didn't ever say, no, you can't go out, or if she was out super late and didn't text and she said she fell asleep, I said I was upset, but I was understanding. And you know, usually it's when a guy does too much and the girl does too little, in the end he reflects, man, I thought I did everything well, and it didn't turn out for me. But this is a post by a woman who says the same thing, but the methodology to get to that realization was completely different. It doesn't seem that she went out of her way at all. So let me read through this and we'll talk a little bit about it. And again, I'm not saying that all women are like this. No, I'm just saying that this particular one feels this way. And I find it interesting that in the end, it's not that she did too much and he didn't still desire her or respect her, but that in essence, she gave up. And when it turned out to be better for him, then is when she had her self-reflection. So the title says, my ex, a guy, 37, got his act together after we divorced, and it infuriates me. And this is from a female that's 34. She says, my husband and I were together for 10 years, married for 6 of them, no kids. We eventually grew apart. That is to say, I grew up and he didn't. He wanted to live the life of a teenager well into his 30s. I'm going to put a stop there. If he was like this at 4 years of dating, why would you then marry him and stay another 6? This is a failing on her part. And again, it's she gave maybe too much and he didn't appreciate it. She continues on, the last 2 or 3 years together were horrible. After his dad passed away, he gained all this weight and lost his job. Okay, I'm going to put another stop there. Okay, they were horrible. Did he turn into a horrible person? No. Obviously, he was pretty bummed out and he didn't deal with that well. So he gained weight. It's not a change to his personality. That just means that his diet wasn't well, he wasn't exercising, and he was becoming unhealthy. But he also lost his job, which means his income. So all of a sudden, a lot of weight is on her. Plus, she's probably no longer attracted to him. That's okay. I get that. And I understand that. But let's reverse this. Hey, Bob, so you broke up with your wife? Yeah. Man, she was just bummed out all the time, and her dad or her mom passed away, and she wasn't dealing with it very well, so she gained a lot of weight and lost her job. So you left her? Yeah. Wouldn't he be pointed to as a jerk, leaving his wife who went through this horrible thing, and obviously she was having a very hard time, she was gaining weight, she lost her job, and so he left her when she was at her all-time low. You could hear how this story would change very quickly if a woman was talking to this guy. She would say, hey, you were kind of a jerk for doing this. Now, from her end, you know, hey, I get it. You know, things happen, and maybe she just fell out of love. Let's keep reading and see what happened. I tried to help and support him. Well, good for her. But he would just wallow in self-pity. He stopped pitching in around the house. He spent all his free time smoking weed and goofing around on the computer. He had to sell his junk car to help pay our bills. Okay. So it sounds like after 2 or 3 years, you know, maybe she tried to help, maybe she didn't. I don't know, but he wasn't pulling his weight anymore, and she felt like, you know what, I've had enough. Fair enough. That's going to happen. That can be a lot of work to kind of drag somebody along that isn't in it anymore. So I guess I can see her point of view from that. She says, eventually I'd had enough. We got a divorce in 2015. We've essentially been no contact since it was finalized. Okay. So what's the complaint about? Well, last Friday, I happened to bump into him downtown, and he's a completely different person. He lost all the weight he had put on and had actually toned up some. He was wearing a tailored suit. He had one ill-fitting suit for weddings and funerals when we were together, and he had a nice watch. He may have gotten hair plugs or something because his thinning hair wasn't as pronounced as it was before. He told me he bought a condo nearby within walking distance of his new job, a well-known tech firm in our town. So it sounds like he got over being kind of bummed out, and he said, you know what, I'm a single guy. I may want to get back out there again someday, so I'm going to better myself. I'm going to get a better job. I'm going to get a home. You know, I clean up real well. Hey, fresh start for me, fresh start for her. So this is a good thing, right? He's gotten over his kind of his issues, and he's moved on. Now, she could have maybe said, hey, would you like to get together? Maybe can we talk a little bit or hang out a little bit? Now, of course, a smart man would say no, but she didn't even go down that route. She says, our encounter was brief and he was nice to me. He even apologized for how our relationship had soured, and he wished me all the best. Well, there you go. Why can't she be happy for him? You know, she said, eventually I'd had enough and we got a divorce in 2015. That means she initiated it. She broke it off. She ended it. She decided to go her own way. So because he's bettered himself, now she's upset. Now, you could say, well, she's upset he didn't better himself when they were in the relationship, but he probably had some fresh wounds. I mean, this has just happened to him in, you know, 2-3 years, depending on how close he was to his father. Hey, who knows? But the whole point is he bettered himself and he grew out of it. She continues on. It's been 4 days since I saw him, and honestly, I just get angrier the more I think about it. I gave 10 of the best years of my life to this man and got nothing from it. We never had kids. He never had much money. When we divorced, I started from square one. So, again, it sounds like, oh, I got nothing from it. I didn't get any kids from it, and he never had much money. But it doesn't sound like he changed as a person. She didn't meet him and say he was much nicer or he was friendlier or he was... No, the thing you went right to is he's successful and he looks good. And the reason why you left him was he was unsuccessful and he didn't look good. So he cleaned up his act. But that upsets her. Now, the interesting thing here is she says, when we divorced, I started from square one. Guess what? So did he. He didn't have a job when you left him. He was still really bummed out about his dad when you left him. He even sold, as you say, his junk car to help pay for our bills. So it sounds like he left the relationship from square one as well. So you both had a fresh start. Although I'd say you, as the woman, were better off than he was because you weren't depressed, you had a job, and you're the one that decided to leave. He was the one that you left him behind. He didn't have any money, he didn't have a car, and he was bummed out. So it sounds like you, as the woman, actually had the leg up on him. But now you're the one upset. Why? Because in that time frame, he bettered himself, and she did not. She continues on. Now he's, quote, Mr. Successful, while I'm struggling. Well, if he were not Mr. Successful, if he was still struggling, would you be angry at him? I bet the answer is no. If you were successful as the woman and he was still struggling, would you be upset at him? The answer is no. If you were successful and he was successful, would you be upset at him? Probably not. So that sounds like the only reason she's upset with him is because he ended up turning out okay out of the relationship, but she didn't. Sounds like jealousy to me than more than anything else. She says, my job is very stressful and I'm making less than I was 5 years ago. That's not his fault. That has no correlation to anything about him. She says, I live alone and money is tight. Again, not his problem, not his fault. Your fault, right? You're the one that left. You walked away from it. She said, I've been having some intestinal digestive issues and doctors can't seem to diagnose what's wrong with me. So now you're in a bad place. So you have medical issues. You're struggling financially. But you left him when the same thing was happening to him. But now he's good again and you're not. Well, now you're upset at him. Well, now you know how he might feel when he was struggling and you were in a good place and you left him. Sounds like the tides have turned a little bit. Sounds like you're getting a little bit of just dessert here. But instead of feeling happy for him, instead of maybe evaluating her current situation, instead of sitting down and saying, hey, tell me what you did, or if you mind, don't mind, let me pick your ear and let's catch up a little bit. What did you do when you get out of your funk? How did you kind of land on your feet? How did you get where you are? Maybe you could have learned something. But no, the only thing she decides to do is blame him for something that has nothing to do with her. Remember, this whole thing happened because she left him. It says, I guess I just want to know why he couldn't have been better to me. Why I was never worth the effort. I can't answer that. But something happened to when you two were apart that his life improved and yours did not. And again, I think it's interesting that the why was I never worth the effort usually comes when a man feels like he's done everything in the relationship and she leaves or she cheats. He feels like, hey, I did all this stuff and she walked away. But in this case, the guy was in a bad place and again, she chose to walk away. But now she's upset because she walked away from something that actually turned out to be good for him, but bad for her. And again, instead of saying, what was it about me that maybe I was holding him back, or how was I not supporting him, or was I being selfish? And I'm not saying she was, but there's a moment of self-reflection here where maybe she could learn something out of this, or pick his brain, or found out how he improved himself. But instead of that, the go-to is, I left him when he was down. I left him when he was broke. I left him behind when he was, you know, had mental issues. But now he's great. But now I have health issues and I am struggling and I'm having these problems. How dare he? Yet she was the one that left the situation. I just thought this was an interesting story that you know, here the problems that she's having are really all due to her own cause. He has nothing to do with her job. He has nothing to do with her health. He has nothing to do with where she is in life. But when he was left on his own, he bettered himself. He got over whatever was bothering him. And life goes on. Because no point in here does she say, you know, that that he was a bad person or that he was mean or that he was lazy. She just said, well, he wanted to live the life of a teenager as well into his 30s. Well, so what? What does that mean? I'm still living like a teenager, I guess in some ways. I think all men want to. That's why we enjoy our hobbies and our toys and goofing around. We're all just big kids in some ways. But no point did she say he was a bad person or, you know, that he was a worthless person. It's just, well, he wasn't in a good place and I wanted to move on because he was dragging me down. But then he's not dragging me down anymore. Why don't I get that free ride? I think that's an interesting story. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, the best way you can support me is like, comment, share. It's the best way you can always do that. And for those of you that have, I appreciate it very much. And go check out some of my older content. That's always muchly appreciated. If any donations you make directly to my PayPal below are going to be going to the Doctors of North Jersey, I need a little bit more. I donate about 100 at a time. I need a little bit more from you guys, and then I can send over another donation. So anything you send my way, I'll be sending over there, and I'll leave a link below for the Facebook page if you want to donate directly or read more about it. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm joking. Remember, when a guy says, why wasn't I worth the effort? It's because he put it all out there and it wasn't returned. But in this case, when she said, why wasn't I worth the effort? She just walked away from it. ¶¶